Senator Donnelly, you and Senator Coates introduced legislation this past week about the Farming Flexibility Act. Give us a little background about what it is and what the legislation proposes.
Sure. When I was fortunate enough to serve in the House of Representatives, representing North Central Indiana, I had a chance to represent all our farmers in the northern part of the state. I sponsored a bill called FarmFlex, and what it enabled our farmers to do was on crops like tomatoes and pickles and green beans, that they could plant those without losing their base acres on corn and beans. And so it enabled them to grow a whole bunch more of those what were called specialty crops, and gave them more freedom to farm, the ability to be able to make sure that they could be able to make their own choices. And so as we're looking at the farm bill, FarmFlex wasn't necessarily needed on the Senate bill last year. And the reason for that is because last year the commodity program in the farm bill was based on planted acres, not historical base acres. And so what we're doing with this FarmFlex bill is just making sure that if there's a change, we're covered, so that Indiana's farmers, that all of our Hoosier Ag team, will have the freedom to farm with the crops they want to farm with.
When we talk about how this benefits not just Indiana farmers, but obviously, you know, we cover a wide variety of states and different acreages and a diverse area of agriculture. How does this benefit farmers outside of Indiana as well?
Well, what happened is back in 2008, you know, I fought for this so hard and put this legislation together because of our tomato-growing community in Indiana, but it wound up covering a number of states, Minnesota and many others. And now it will cover the entire United States. So specialty crop farmers across the entire U.S. will be able to plant these specialty crops and not lose their base acres. And what's nice about this is one of the concerns when we first put this together is that would it affect farmers from other parts of the country who are already planting these crops. And we've had this in place for the last 5 years. Prices have held firm. There hasn't been any problem at all. And so it's been a real big success, and we want to see all of American Ag benefit from it.
Senator Donnelly, you and Senator Coates brought forth the legislation on the Senate. Is there co-sponsors, is there support from it from folks outside of Indiana as well?
Oh, I think there'll be tons of support. We had, in fact, one of our co-sponsors on the House bill last time was Colin Peterson, the ranking member, and Colin is a very close friend of mine, and I'm going to work closely with him on this as well.